So what's the solution when you know what you need to do, you know why you must do it, and you just can't get yourself to take enough action or crack the code? How do you create change? You think you know what to do, you think you've been doing it, but change just doesn't happen. It could be the most frustrating thing in the world. What do you do then? Do you just accept it? That, hey, this is as good as it's going to get. Just count your blessings. You're doing better than most. You've got references of success. Maybe you should just don't worry about that next level. Just cash in your chips and just be thankful for what you've already done. Or do you keep on pushing, looking for that one distinction, one strategy? Maybe you're like me many times. I want to change. I want to improve. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I even know what to do. I bought the courses. I got the coaching and the mentoring. I can tell somebody else what to do with absolute certainty. But for some reason, I can't do it myself, or I can't do it enough or as consistently. I don't know what to do. Do you know what I'm talking about? I want to talk about that during this Manformation podcast. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Manformation podcast. I am Skip LaCour, your daily ritual. Just two men, we're connecting, getting our minds right for the day. Just two men, a little bit older. We want more. We've accomplished some things in the past. We're appreciative. We just want more. How do we do it? How do we crack the code to get more? If that sounds like you, then you're going to love this Manformation podcast. If you're new, if you've been following these podcasts, that's what you're loving about it. But what do you do when you know what to do? You just can't do it, right? You can repeat it. You can tell other people what to do. It's clear to you what other people should do, but for some reason, you just can't do it. If you know what that feels like, I certainly do. I certainly do. I ask myself the question as I help out men with one-on-one coaching, as I've gone through this journey, as I try to take my life to the higher and higher levels that I've envisioned, I've imagined. What's it going to take to create real change? And I got to tell you something. Today is a Sunday for me, and I had coaching clients in Australia at 1 o'clock in the morning my time after going to bed at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night. And then right afterwards, I had someone on the East Coast 3 hours ahead joined me at 2 o'clock in the morning. But this is what I want to talk about. I want to talk about I went to bed with my family. We were all cuddled up, and I tell you, got some extra sleep. I didn't rush anywhere, do anything. I was tempted. It was now 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, I get up earlier. I had another coaching client at 8 o'clock in the morning, so I was thinking, just grind through, just work through. Right? You know, what's it going to do to get in bed? But I did. I just cuddled there with my family. And I'll tell you, it was the most enjoyable few hours that I spent a long time. All right? And then, I had that 8 o'clock in the morning coach client at 9 o'clock. And then it's a Sunday tradition at our home to have a pancake breakfast. Now, you know, because, you know, being fit, it's part of my role, you know, maybe just like The Rock, you know, he's got to be in shape for movies and things like that. You know, me being fit is a part of my brand. And if you're a podcast listener to this Manformation podcast and you have no idea what I do with my life or what I used to be doing, then you may not really relate to all that about me, right? You don't see the visuals. But it just is, right? And I don't really talk about that a lot in this Manformation podcast because this is about a whole different world. This isn't about my physical body. It's about you and me becoming our best they can be. There's so much more that I want to share with you than that. And this is my platform to share this part, what you can take away from it. But the point, though, is I don't eat a whole lot of pancakes with my family. I think I should do more. Right, I make it up with harder work or dieting harder during the week. And so I stack two things that are really important that, you know, I don't normally do. Get up later with my family and eat pancakes. And I'll tell you, it was like the greatest thing in the world because, you know, if you're a lot like me, you just want to work hard. You know the plan. You know the discipline. You know, just be tougher on yourself. Just expect more. Grind it out. And that'll help you reach all of your goals, right? The key to success and all those type of things. But it was a great reminder to me that sometimes less is more. And why are you doing all this? Why am I working so hard, right? Or how I see myself as working hard. You know, my ultimate vision is the structure and the discipline is to create freedom. The hard work I do in providing value to other people, right, is to get that back for more time, connection, love with my family. That's ultimately what I want. So, you know, would be grinding out and maybe doing this podcast a little bit earlier and not having that time with my family. You know, you would think, well, you got to sacrifice, right? But no, that moment is what I work for. You know, there's other ways to get there. And it just reminded me is that when you're really clear on what it is you want and the motions of all the reasons why, both pleasure and pain, right? There's a lot of ways to get from point A to point B. And there are a lot of things that may seem counterintuitive to get you there. And I'm probably telling you things that you already know, right? But it's just conversations open up. Sometimes we go through this journey, you know, all alone. You know, when I wanted to connect with you. And as I sit here doing this podcast, I always, you know, try to say, okay, what's going on in my life? What have I heard from my one-on-one coaching clients who want more? What can I provide at this moment as I sit here for this podcast? And, you know, a lot of things that I do because I want it to be fresh and different. You know, sometimes, like you said, I had a guy come to me. He said, what do you do when you know everything? You know everything, can recite it backwards. And, you know, I'm assuming that want more change or faster change and those type of things. So maybe it's something, a question that was asked to me that made me think. And then I go, well, it's just the same old stuff that I've been talking about, right? It's just, you know, the fundamentals to success are really just that, a long list of meaningful fundamentals that you must do, these 100 things. It comes down just a few things done over and over and over again and done to higher and higher levels. So this whole mindset, even if you've heard I'm saying stuff, I get that, you might get bored. It's, can it hit you in a different way? Is it the right words you need at that time to dig in even deeper? Right. So sometimes, you know, I want to keep this connection. I'm thinking, well, what value can I provide? So I think about maybe some questions that I was asked, certainly what I've gone through, the distinctions that I've made. Sometimes it's, what can I tell you at this moment that I would tell my son? What would I tell my son or my daughter, right? My kids, maybe even my wife, you know, because there's no sense of me giving to you if I say that this connection and family, that's why I do it all. Right? I don't do it for pats on the back. It's a way to exchange value. And so that my ultimate goal is this connection with my family and make their lives way better than I ever had it. That's my goal. Well, how do you get there? There are many ways to get there, right? And so what lesson can I teach my children? I was thinking about that today. And that would be that everything is always in play. Everything is always in play. And what do I mean by that? You know, one thing that I've learned through my personal journey through life, and like I said, a lot of men who I help, is that a lot of times we think we're working hard, we think we have imagination, and we think we're resourceful and gritty to find all these ways over our obstacles in life. Because, look, it doesn't matter who you are, what you've accomplished to get to that next level of happiness, right? Let's not put a thing. Well, let's not make it a goal. Let's not make it something materialistic. Let's not talk about an achievement because you know how it works. Your mind says, you know, those aren't the important things. Money, goals, things, achievements, you know, those aren't important. That's for the ego or whatever we say, right? Whatever it is, the emotions you want to experience, the pain you want to get out of, the pleasure you want to experience, whatever you want to say, what's it going to take for us to make that happen? That's what everybody's shooting for. What can I teach my kids? And that's that everything's in play. And, you know, sometimes we're not giving our all. Maybe we don't trust. Maybe we had an environment, family, abandonment, disconnect, whatever. And, you know, like, if I work really, really hard, if I work really, really hard, people will come through on the other side. More times than not. And whether we think about this in our head or not, 90% of the time, they will. So, therefore, not only will I work harder when I'm doing, I'll work harder, I'll do it better. Because there's a 90% success ratio, people will do what they say. Because of that, I'll get better and better at what I do. I'll also learn different strategies, a whole array of strategies to pick at the right time, the right person. It'll be endless what I can do to control my destiny, my imagination, my skill set. There's so much I can do because if I just do it and I'm patient and I find the right combination, people are going to come through for me. At least 90% of the time. I know it's not 100% of the time. Right now, this isn't something we consciously think about, but we all have that percentage in our mind of how much people will come through if we did our best, if we kept on trying, if we figured out the combination. Because if we feel that the game is winnable, especially when it comes to other people, we'll be so creative. We'll come up with so many ways. We'll work on our skills. We'll work endless hours. We'll try again. And we all have that number. And what I've realized is whatever the number I thought was realistic, that number was too low. And again, this is just it's just an example. It's just, you know, a metaphor, right? There's no exact science to whatever this number is in your head. But if I were to think about it, my number was, 50, 60% of the time. If I did my best, I did everything humanly possible. I demanded myself. I was patient. I cracked the code. I did not stop. You know, the obstacles that you have in life, they deal with other people. They'll always deal with other people, either directly or indirectly. And if my percentage is like 60%, that's not very high. That's not really hopeful that when I do everything I can, that people will do their part. It's not high enough. It's like, well, I'm going to work hard. There's only so much I can do. 60%, 50% ratio, people do their part. Because you know people, you can't always trust them. However we phrase it in our mind. I mean, how much harder would I work if I knew that people aren't going to come through for me 100% of the time, but it's a high 90 versus 50 or 60%? I'm a whole different animal. I use my skill sets in a whole different way. And what I've realized in life is what was realistic to me, that wasn't a good percentage. My trust issues, my faith in human beings and how the world works wasn't very high. So forget about other people and whatever I want to blame as their problems or people don't have integrity or whatever. I wasn't being imaginative. I wasn't gritty. I wasn't resourceful. I didn't demand the most out of myself because my belief system that I came up with who knows how and how long, it wasn't a very high percentage. Because if you believed that your hard work would pay off, you'd do a lot more things. If that dream, and if it's big enough, right, it's in your control, you're in control, you would do a lot more than probably you're doing right now. So that's something I want you to think about. Because I didn't realize that was just normal for me. And I see it all the time. Because this has been my journey. This is something I've worked on. You stack that with my 36 years of personal development. Very keen to people's language patterns and thinking patterns and what they believe to be true right at the beginning when they're starting things. I can tell if they're 100%, 90%. I could tell if they're 40%, 30% or whatever, maybe even more than they can because of their beliefs. That's going to dictate their behavior, not other people. You know, this enlightenment, this self-awareness is something I want to have. I want my kids to have. But on top of that, to help them realize that everything is always in play. I don't care how many no's you get. You just haven't done a good job of explaining your point of view. How you used your tonality, how you used your wording, your timing. And don't give up. Don't take that no. Don't take three no's. In life and situations, there's always a way if you're committed. There's always a way because it's 90% going to win if you do your best. You're not doing your best. Hey, there's a 90% success rate in life. If I'm just persistent enough, it may take me 10 times, 20 times. I just got to be more resourceful and more gritty. But there is a way. Oh, didn't work. Well, it works 90% of the time. I guess I need to do something. They put the responsibility on me to be, on themselves to be more resourceful, more influential, more persuasive, to restate it, to control the frame, to lead the people to read what it is they want. Because ultimately, what people want to know from you as a man is that you can help them get the emotions, the feelings, the achievements that they want most, that you're the man, that having you in their life is going to help them get the feelings and emotions, the achievement, whatever that they want. You are a good person to have in their lives, whether you directly mentor them or your influence or your energy, your example, whatever it is. They either consciously or subconsciously know that having you in their life will help them get all the feelings and emotions that they want. And, you know, that's not selfish. That's not whatever, something, some bad, analysis of humanity or anything like that. You know, joyfully take up that role. Feel privileged that they're putting their faith and trust in you to help them get the feelings and emotions that they want most. That's what I want my kids to understand and to know. The success rate is high if they're good enough. So just work on being good enough. It's always in play until they quit. Everything is always in play, no matter how bleak it may seem, no matter how many no's, whatever. That people want those emotions. So you got to figure out what the emotions are and then figure out a slow path, fast path, influential path, persuasive path to get them what they want. You're just not explaining it right yet. Can you imagine if you and I believe that even more? Can you imagine if we taught our children that? How powerful and resourceful. They may not always win because really it's only a 90% success rate. Only? That would be great. Think about your percentage. What is it really? What if it was 90%? Because it's not going to be 100%. Yeah. That's what I would want my children to understand and help them develop the skills of imagination, positive imagery, take out the negative thoughts. Don't think about that 10%. Fill their brain with the 90%. They just got to come up with the solution and be resourceful and gritty and imaginative and creative and influential and persuasive and climb inside the minds and tap and empathize what they want and how they can get it. It's like some puzzle, some game, that everything is always in play because the success rate is high. That you'll help them get what they want while they're helping you get what you want. And everything in life, all the feelings and emotions and whatever they want, material things, right? It's always in play. Wouldn't that be a great mindset for you to have? Wouldn't that be a great mindset for you to show your children, those around you, to have? Isn't it, right now, isn't that true? Think about it. Isn't that really true? Isn't everything always in play? That's what I want to talk about. That's what I wanted to talk about. Like I said, I want to keep this connection. Sometimes I don't know exactly what to say. I hope it's helpful. Send me an email at skip@manformation.com. This is getting you to think. And you know what? I'm kind of processing what a gentleman to this Manformation podcast, what he may have thought, you know, like, this isn't working. I'm not getting the distinctions. My life isn't changing, even though I know all of this stuff. I'm not going to listen to the Manformation podcast anymore. I'd like you to reconsider that. Is, you know, some distinction might just stack on top of everything that you've learned. And then it may be just the thing that takes you to the next level. I'll tell you what is that. I'm constantly asking myself these questions, and that's what I want to share with you. While you do what you do well, you come to this Manformation podcast, and I share some things with you that I do. I'm glad he thought about that. Now it's making me think I didn't have to do all that. He's in some incubator talking to all these men, right? He's going to all these seminars, getting all this coaching and working all these. It's his obsession, his fascination. Whatever it is, hey, thank you, because I can just grab it and take it on in my life. Thank you, Skip. I'll take the baton and go from there. Hey, if that's the value that you get, you know, I hope so. But just don't give up. Right, you know, I want you to go to 15 Manformation Steps, 15 Manformation Steps. Fill out that questionnaire. I'm going to issue a username and password into this members-only website that has my 15 best life lessons. And it's over 18 days. I drip it out to you, so you have to come back for 18 days. I want it to become a part of you. And there's so many lessons in there, my 15 best life lessons, if you like this Manformation podcast. And I'll say to myself sometimes, so far, right? Because it seems like I'm always learning something new. Oh, this is it. Wow, if I knew this 10, 20 years ago, my life would be, this has got to fit in my top 15. But sometimes I wonder, though, is this just what means so much because I learned all those 15 lessons, right? If I didn't have that enlightenment, if I didn't see the value of those 15 life lessons, this one may have slipped by, meaning that this is life-changing. Would I not see it that way if I didn't build a foundation of all those other life lessons? And standing independently, I wouldn't think so highly of it. I don't know. I just want you to think that way. It's more empowering as you want to chip away at those feelings and emotions that you want. And you're hearing all this stuff. You can repeat all this stuff from the Manformation podcast, but it doesn't seem to be making that change that you want as quickly as you want. All right, so that's going to do it for this Manformation podcast. I feel like I rambled, but I think I got my message through. Even if it doesn't feel the same way, I wanted to keep this connection going with you. All right, so hey, take on the day. Have a great day. Have an outstanding day. Have an awesome day. Let's live with a sense of urgency. Let's learn. Let's produce. Let's take care of our bodies. Eat right, exercise, have a fit lifestyle. Let's connect with our family. Let's continue to find the distinctions. Let's produce for our family. Let's not give up. Let's listen to these Manformation podcasts with a sense of urgency. We got more time behind us than we do in front of us. We have to live with that sense of urgency.